I'm Frank, drummer in Blues and Glory.
Yeah, I'm Chema, a bass player for Blues and Glory.
Yeah, thanks for your time, guys. We have some questions here for Punk Rockers Radio. And the first question is, you are on tour since, I guess, 50 days or something like this?
No. We started, it's going to be about a month. We started on the 21st of November in Hamburg.
Hamburg, yeah.
Yes, but there were some more dates before in November.
Yeah, well, we had two big club shows for the 10th anniversary.
Yes.
Yeah. And the tour started on the 21st of November, and it started in Hamburg.
So yeah, mainly we had two shows, like anniversary. We organized like a couple of festivals. One was in Krakow with the Skankan, Analogs, what other bands? We got Schisma, and some of, we have a few guests.
Yeah, we had Matt Sin too.
Matt Sin from Germany, and in London we have another festival in London for our 10 years birthday with a lot of good guests like Perkele.
Yeah, Baboon Show.
Baboon Show.
Some British bands too, like we put one.
Risky and Ridiculous.
Yeah, and what's the other one? No, I'm sure they were Swedish. Obviously, Roy Ellis.
Roy Ellis,
a classic.
Yeah,
classic
Roy Ellis is more Jamaican stuff.
Yeah. And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was. We had two good festivals. I mean, we enjoyed a lot of people. Was a good crowd, you know.
It was good to go back because after we finished our summer festival season, we stopped playing. For just waiting for the release of the album, so we didn't do anything, just waiting for, you know, just get the album out, and then we start touring it. So we did just 1 month of show.
Yeah.
So one show per month, sorry, which is actually quite rare for us. We play way more often.
Yeah, we take a breath, like after, you know, all this year, because we tour a lot this year.
Yes.
We start touring. I mean, January we had like a big show in Poland, in Warsaw. Then we joined in a Persistence tour with Sicofito, a lot of Arco bands. And then we joined in a St. Patrick tour with Rocky Murphys in February, March in the US. So we go like 5 weeks all around America. So it was...
So how many dates do you have this year?
Well, more or less around 100 gigs.
Something like that, yeah.
That's a lot.
That's an average for us normally, yeah.
Yeah, every year is around 100 gigs. Every year. Yeah, this, I mean, for touring band, I mean, full-time band is like a...
That's a normal thing.
Normal job, yeah. Yes. Normal job. So we hope to play more, even more.
when did you came into the band?
Well, Frank was first.
I joined the band in the end, 2015. Mm. And because I met Blues and Glory first time, I was doing video for them. I did the first video, second video, and then we, you know, we became friends. And the previous drummer, Tommy, left the band. He joined Wolf Brigade, it's a little Swedish band, like a crusty deep band.
Yeah, Wolf Brigade.
Yeah, and they asked to me if I want to join the band. I say yes, why not? And so.
But at that time, it wasn't a full-time band.
At the beginning, it was a full-time band. Just asked me to, you know, we start playing weekends. My first show with them was Punk and Disorderly, 2016, and after that, we have just some festivals, few shows, and then at the end of the year, we decide to try this full-time band. So, in 2017, we start the band as full-time. So we start touring March.
With the Chapter 4, right?
Yeah, with the Chapter 4 album. We start touring March till now. More or less, yeah.
Yeah, and at some point in 2017, I joined the band as a tour manager in Mexico for a few dates. And after that, I was on tour with my old band. I was touring with Total Chaos at the time. And they needed a bass player for one show. And so Frank called me. I was finishing my tour with Total Chaos. I was actually on my way back home. And he called me and said, hey, can you do one more show for us? And I was like, okay, I just finished 2 months tour, so I didn't really want to do any more shows. But I'm like, okay, oh, fuck it, I'm gonna just do this one more show to play Spirit Festival, you know, Spirit Festival, yeah, near Berlin. So then I on the way back home, I flew back to Poland and we rehearsed for 3 days, and then I did this show. And then after, well, on that, before that show, right at on the Spirit Festival, the band asked me if I wanted to do this for full time. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to try with this guy. So I actually stepped out from Total Chaos and into Boost and Glory in September 2017. And yeah, we barely stopped since then, basically, you know.
And any regrets about it?
Not really. Actually, I'm quite happy with what we're doing now. You know, it's actually, Total Chaos is a great band, but they don't tour full time, you know. Mm. This year they do, because they're doing the 31st anniversary, so they're super busy. But the years before I was with them, they also did 3-4 months. So after this, I had to come back to my normal job. And I kind of hated that, you know. I prefer to be just like playing one thing. It's like if I'm doing music, I do music, you know. So I don't need to go shifting back and forwards to, you know, to different jobs. So I have no regrets at all, basically.
Okay. And the feedback to the new album, I like it very much. But what are the other people, especially the diehard fans from the beginning?
Well, we have like some diehard fans that love the album. Some fans don't. I mean, they know. I mean, the old school skinhead. Few of them. I mean, they just into Oi music. That they just like Oi. Yeah. You know,
some of these guys. They will only listen the like 3 albums, Sin Violence, for the rest of their lives, basically. You know.
Yeah,
so it's very difficult to convince these people
into
new music. You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Exactly. This kind of. So we, for us. I mean, we. I mean, in the band. I'm never big skinhead. I always into hardcore scene. He was in the punk scene. Cam was in the metal scene before. Yeah, Mark was the only skinhead in the band. So also we have kind of musicians. So we come from different experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And we built, you know, this band in different way. We still playing a lot of, I mean, street punk song. Hurricane has got a lot of street punk song, but we add something more, like a piano. We try to do something different, like as a musician. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I don't interested to record an album like Cockney Rejects 1985. I love Cockney Rejects, but you know, we are nearly in 2020, so music evolves. And this time which is like to record in different studio with Matthias from Mill and Colin, and before we recorded also recording all the time in London.
Pat Collier
with
from Pat, Vibrators.
Pat from Vibrators. He's a good guy, really good studio, but we did, I mean, step up, you know. And I mean, I think this album is my favorite in the Boost and Glory. And
it's definitely the technical is the best album.
Technically, but also about also songwriting. I mean,
yeah, we put a lot of time and effort in the band. You can see that now we're playing better. You know, I mean, the band, every the members, they have better technical members. But basically, about the feedback, it's a little bit of divided, you know. Some people they kind of don't like it, but they appreciate it, and some people they just close their eyes and their ears to the music. No, I don't want to listen to this. This is not the band.
This is not Boost and Glory anymore.
Exactly, and they refuse to fucking understand the new music, which I think is a mistake. Because I mean, these guys, they're not even musicians, so they don't know how difficult it is to produce a new idea. And to come with a new music, to fresh music, is to compose this. It takes a lot of time and a lot of inspiration, and you know, it's difficult to just create. Mm. I can copy myself forever. That to create something new is so difficult. So if these people, they would understood a little bit more about music, about what we really do, they would, even if they don't like it, they would appreciate it more. Not just go purely into I hate this, you know what I mean? So
yeah, because mainly the early fans of Boost and Glory is more like into the football, drinking beers, and now also we change a lot of things about lyrics. So we are most not politic, because we never turn into politics, but more social
social stuff,
thing, because in these days a lot of things happening you know.
So the opener song of the album is Never Again.
Never Again, yes.
So in my eyes, it's a political song because it's
It's not too it's not like super political, like, you know. But we have a political idea there, and it's also social idea. So we just like go against the nationalistic, the bad hatred, nationalism, and the racism, you know, and the fascism too, because it's this that's what is protecting the problem of the society. The society is sick, and the fascism is protecting the society. Yeah. So we're going against the people that they're actually hurting everybody.
Right, before we play the next song, I want to double check that every one of you playing the same team as us. So for free, everybody gonna shout, fuck Nazis. You guys ready? 1, 2, 3!
Fuck Nazis!
But you can do much better than this. 1, 2, 3!
Fuck Nazis!
This one called Never Again.
So is it a sign that you put it as an opener song? Or is it just...
It's not about just about the lyrics. It's also about the concept of the album. I mean, the song is more like fast and, you know, aggressive. So it's good to start with something like a punch in the face. You know, it's kind of this kind of our idea.
Also, it's the sting of the message too, because things are changing.
Both.
You know, it's a bit of both. Obviously, also the tempo of the song. There's two fast songs in this tempo. It's Live It Up and Never Again.
Yeah, one is more like personal things about, like, you know, and the other one is more social. Yeah, anyway, we put, I mean, in my opinion, we put this song more for like, because we, it's one of our favorite songs in the album, so we put like
an old song of Booze and Glory is England Will Never Change, but now we got the Brexit, and it's I think there is no way back right now. So, what do we think will change in England?
Well, I've no idea. I think I'm not really into these things, because I was living in England when I was 18, and anyway, the thing changed all the time, and I mean, I don't know what's happening with this Brexit. I mean,
I have a closer idea, because I'm still living in London.
Maybe
right?
You can explain this better.
The thing is, like, what they're doing with Brexit is a total fuck up, basically, you know? They just now, there's a lot of things that happened, that's why they wanted to be out from the European Union, because now they wanted to get closer to America, which America now is becoming the more conservative under Donald Trump, basically. So they want to be more into the conservative and European. They're still conservative because Europe is still, you know, a fuck up too. But there are more rules, more regulations. And America is cutting all these things just to put them into their plate. They put in a silver plate for the people there, basically for the rich people. And UK, under conservative, what they're doing is cutting all the social welfare. They're cutting up the poor and they're giving to the rich, because now the UK is actually, you have a lot of offshore problems, you know, and a lot of the companies that work in UK, he chose UK because they're given like almost zero cuts, you know, of the taxes. So basically, it was a paradise for like rich people and like big companies, and the European Union started to tell them they need to put more regulations, and then since that minute they want out, because they don't want to stop with being a paradise for rich people, basically. And then that's what the under the conservative government, that's when they start moving all the strings just to get UK out of keep being a paradise for rich people, basically, you know.
Yeah, but the same time for English people is like the message of finally we got our country back.
Oh, yeah, but that's,
you know,
that's
the bullshit behind
exactly
all these things.
That's the lies that they give it to the normal British guy. They give in the sense that that's why we sometimes. We don't like this stupid nationalist thing, because being nationalist in essence is not a bad thing, like you like your land, you know, or your culture or whatever. But this thing, oh yeah, you know, you are just so British or so German or something, like when the actual government is sucking your life off, you know, and it's giving you almost nothing, and then they give you a false sensation that you are part of it when you are not. The only thing that you do is giving money give them money, and that's it. And then they give you that the British people, they think that they're gonna, because the Brexit, they're gonna get back to England. No, the rich people are gonna go back to England, they're gonna get even more fucked, you know. Yeah. So that's my impression about Brexit. But anyway, we'll see in the next few months. We'll see what fucking Boris Johnson is gonna do. That fucking twat.
Coming to the second part,
okay.
And I've got a couple of sentences, beginnings of sentences, and
right.
I would like you to read it and to complete it.
Okay.
Just don't think so much about it, just,
okay.
And you start and...
Oh my God.
It's got a funny story.
Okay.
You start and then you go
okay, further. But the worst place to wake up after a hangover is probably a drunk tank. I had a bad experience in Katowice. I got caught by the coppers and I didn't even remember. So I woke up in a drunk tank and I didn't know I was there, right? So I was tied up to a bed. They took my shirt off. So I was like fucking like, you know, face down in a bed and just like tied down. So I didn't know what it was and I thought I was getting kidnapped or something. So basically I broke from the ties and I broke a window and I escaped from the drunk tank. And then I got caught by the police, beaten up and put it back, and then almost got escaped again. I was ready to fight the guards, everybody. And then Frank and Mark, they came and rescued me. They paid the fine and said, mate, you're in a drunk tank. So I didn't even know. But anyway, probably it's the worst place too.
On tour, I ate most. Well, there's not many things I had when I went on tour, because tour for us is like have a good times. You know, sometimes the most thing in this tour I had most is our keyboard player snoring all the time.
Okay, the snoring situation, right?
The snoring situation.
Okay.
And yeah, that's it.
When I'm down, I sleep a lot. So when I kind of like tired or down or kind of depressed or whatever, I just try to sleep. I eat and sleep, and then when I wake up, I feel better, you know? It's just, that's what I do. Let's make it quicker because this is a lot of fucking questions here. I hope
so you don't have to do them all. There were some people who did it.
But some of it or whatever.
Yes, yes.
It's worth fighting for. Well, there's many things you can, you know, you can fight for, but I mean, for us, we fight my thing is like fight for like a justice, you know, like good things, like equality. That's my thing. I mean, in my opinion, I don't care about fighting about any other shit or something I belong to, you know. Yeah, that's it.
The most hated question in an interview is, this is the most hated question in an interview. that was easy, very easy. Next.
I don't know.
What was the last
time?
The last time you did something for the first time was?
Yeah, it was like a stage dive in a tour bus.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
any pictures
yeah.
of it?
Yeah, because a few videos. We start. You know, we after a show during the night we had a party in a tour bus and we start putting some hardcore music. We start like moshing, stage dive. You know, from the table. You know, it was a great party. Yeah,
our driver loved it.
I guess.
Okay, that's for me. I'm not good in, well, actually, I'm not good in many things, but I'm getting better now in keeping my time, because, you know, something is typical with the Spanish people. We always like kind of late, you know. And even living in Britain for a long time, and still like I'm always running like 1 minute, 2 minutes, kind of like to get on time. But I'm getting much better now.
Step by step.
Step by step.
So we take one more, and then we come to the third part.
Okay.
Okay. Being drunken is drink every day.
Well, these guys, they fucking drink a bottle or two, a bottle of whiskey a night. So for them, being drunken is normal, I guess. Well, playing Boots and Glory, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
Okay, last part is I'm doing a project, it's called Remoetry, and I'm collecting musicians like you reading the lyrics of the Ramones.
Okay.
And I've got, until now, I think around 100 recordings, and I would like you to be part of this project. It is on the internet, so you can listen to all this stuff. Okay. And I've got 30 lyrics of the Ramones here. And I've got a table of content, and you choose one of your favorite. I hope it's on the list.
Yeah, the KKK took my baby away.
Okay.
I'm Franklin Blues and Glory, and I choose this KKK took my baby away. She went away from a holiday, say she's going to LA, but she's never got that, she's never got that, she's never got that, they say. The KKK took my baby away. They took her away from me. The KKK took my baby away. They took her away from me. No, I don't know where's my baby. I can sing it. No, because it's much easier for me.
That's a challenge. No singing, just reading.
I don't know where my baby can be. They took her from me. They took her from me. I don't know where my baby can be. They took her from me. They took her from me. Ring me up the president, and I find out where my baby went. Ring me up the FBI, and I found out if my baby is alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She went away from the holidays. The KKK took my baby away. They took my girl, they took my baby away.
My baby away.
Thank you very much. Could you please sign it? And so you are now part of Remoetry, and that's my present for you.
Remoetry, that should be a poetry. So it'll be like, she went away for the holidays.
So you want to take a...
No, I'm just kidding.
That's all
for me. Sure.
Thank you very much.
Do we have time for this?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, it's just a minute, I think.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So let's try... I Wanna Be Sedated. No, Judy's a Punk, right? I'm Chema Zurita from Bruce and Glory, and we're going to read Judy is a Punk. Jackie is a punk, Rudy is a runt. They both went down to Berlin, join the ice capades. And oh, I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why. Perhaps they'll die. Oh yeah. Perhaps they'll die. Oh yeah. Perhaps they die. Oh yeah. Perhaps they die. Oh yeah. Jackie's a punk. Judy is a runt. They both went down to Frisco. Join the SLA. And oh, I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why. Perhaps they'll die. Oh yeah. 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 That's it.
That's it.
That was easy. No problem. I'll sign this for you.
I only got this one, but...
Okay, well...
I hope it's okay.
No, that's good. This is for like a beer opener. This is perfect. And, let me just... For the questions, can I answer this one for me? We can go back to this one. Still recording?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, because I got a strong opinion about this. Like, what is this worth fighting for? So we reverse to that one. Yeah. Is it worth to fight for your friends? If it's worth to fight for people? Doesn't matter. I mean, I'll say your friends because obviously it's the first thing that comes from to you, like, to protect your family and your friends. But it's worth to fight for the people. Like, even if you don't know them, you know, because a lot of people we tend to ignore, and that's the problem nowadays with society. They make us individuals, and we don't really care about anybody else anymore. But the people is what makes this world function. It's not people in power. It's not companies. It's not industries. It's nothing works without the one person sits down next to you and the one person who works with you or help you or. You know, that's what seems like you need to work. It's worth fighting for everybody on the same level. Doesn't matter what they think, you know, what they believe, where they come from, or, you know, what is the story. The people do need to fight for the humanity.
For and equality.
Inequality, and everybody should be at the same race, the human race, and everybody should be at the same level. That's what is worth fighting for.
Absolutely.
That's the last thing I wanted to add. So thank you very
much. Thank
you.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.